In November's elections, 32 Democrats won New York State Senate seats, enough for a majority in Albany, but they won't be in control. Instead, a group of breakaway Democrats says it will share power with Republicans. WNYC's Anna Sale takes a look at the leader of the insurgent Democrats, Jeff Klein.
In the summer of 2009, Senator Jeff Klein was in the middle of a parliamentary standoff.
Mr. President, I move we adjourn.
He was trying to stop four Democrats from defecting and giving Republicans control of the Senate. He lost. Now Klein is the Democrat who's blocking his party.
This new coalition is not an exclusive club. It's open to anyone, Democrat or Republican, who's serious about governing.
Klein struck a deal with the Republican leader, Dean Skelos. Together, they'll co-lead the Senate. This means that in a session that's expected to cover a minimum wage hike, campaign finance laws, and marijuana legalization, there will be more Democrats in the Senate, but Democrats won't control the agenda. And it means much more power for Senator Klein, a lifelong resident of the Bronx.
Well, I haven't lived a very worldly life. I've never left a five-block radius from where we're sitting here today.
It's lunchtime at Sorrento's, a pizza place in Morris Park, a neighborhood of wide avenues and single-family homes. Klein served in Albany almost all of his adult life, first as an assemblyman, then a senator. When he's not in session, he teaches New York political history at a local college. He even dates a fellow state senator.
It's sometimes hard to, you know, date somebody who just doesn't understand why you feel the need to go to three dinners on a Saturday night instead of going to a movie or a nice restaurant.
Klein's Senate district spans the northern Bronx and parts of Westchester. It was historically Republican, but the longtime Republican, Guy Vilela, was caught taking bribes. Klein saw his chance, and he campaigned as a partisan Democrat. Here he is in 2004.
Really, what it's about is who the real Democrat is.
Klein gathered prominent Democrats to make the point, like the former public advocate, Mark Green.
Democrats should support Democrats and not play footsie with Republicans.
Klein won and rose through the party ranks. He became deputy majority leader when Democrats took power after the 2008 election. That's why it fell to him to try to block those defecting senators in that noisy showdown.
Well, the coup, you know, of course, I had a ringside seat to that disaster.
Klein maintains that was different.
It was merely a power grab. They weren't trying to influence policy. They weren't trying to govern. They were making a deal at the time with the Republicans to gain some type of power.
It created embarrassing chaos for Senate Democrats, and Jeff Klein started laying groundwork. He worked the various Democratic factions and met with Republicans himself, says Steve Pidgeon, a Buffalo political consultant who planned the 2009 defections.
So he was trying to cut a separate deal. And what ended up happening is it blew up.
In the 2010 elections, Democrats lost seats and control. Then Klein made his move. He led a group of Democrats who broke from their leadership. And it's been personal. Andrea Stewart Cousins is the Senate Democrats' new leader. She campaigned with Klein. Her Yonkers district borders his, and she says they usually agreed on legislation.
Frankly, I'm not sure why he's struck this relationship with the Republicans.
Senator Stewart Cousins is the first woman to lead a legislative caucus in Albany, and she's African American. And race matters in this leadership fight because Senate Democrats are much more racially diverse than Republicans, and some have charged that Klein's deal has effectively shut minority senators out of power. For Senator Stewart Cousins, the bottom line is Democrats won more seats than Republicans.
When people go to the poll and they vote for someone of a certain party and then that person goes and does other things, I think that's a level of disenfranchisement, frankly.
For now, though, Klein describes the power-sharing deal as a model of bipartisan cooperation. That assumes, of course, that rank-and-file Republicans will buy into Klein's vision or that his former Democratic colleagues will be there to back him up. For WNYC, I'm Anna Sale.